Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyim, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Aleph, and we're learning Siman Zayin, where the Chayyim is referring, discussing the issues of traveling on Erev Shabbos. So now the Gemara says that the person has a limit to travel three parts to three tenths of a day. So it's approximately about a third of the day. The day is divided into 12 parts. It's a little bit less than 4 hours. 4 hours being exactly one third. So assuming he's starting at 6 a.m. in the morning, so he should stop by 10 o'clock. He should stop. That's the case of the Gemara. But the case of the Gemara is a person is traveling by foot. We've already pointed this out. A person is traveling by vehicle. The Mishnah talks about the traveling in a wagon. It would obviously now be different than the person traveling by car. So we say, okay, if the issue is the distance of three parsa, but if we can translate it into a time distance, time factor, let's apply the same factor to car. So you have 4 hours worth of drive. If it's highway driving and you're doing 60 miles per hour, so it'll be 240 miles. But actually, that's not correct. The Bach says that we can be more lenient when a person is traveling in a vehicle to continue to travel even past midday, past Chatzos. Why is that? So the Prima Gadim explains that the difficulty of walking by foot multiple miles, person gets tired, it takes longer than expected, there is hills, there is ruts the person can fall into. There's many things which are avoided when a person is traveling in a vehicle. Number one. Number two, we said that the second reason why this is a concern is a person needs to have time to recover from their trip and rest up before Shabbos. Obviously, that's much more strenuous. A person is walking mile after mile, that the person needs the time to recoup and recover. A longer amount of time is necessary than when a person is a passenger in a vehicle, and even a person is a driver in a vehicle. So the person is allowed to continue after Chatzos, even more than Chatzos. Number one. Number two, we pointed out already that this is all talking about a case where the people are not aware that this traveler is arriving. He has no way to contact them and let them know beforehand. So they're not anticipating his coming. They're not expecting his arrival. So they do not know to prepare for him. In a case where they know that he's coming, they will prepare beforehand. So if the primary reasons were worrying about the person having food for Shabbos, then that could prepare for him. So they know to expect him. That's number two. So that would allow a person to continue to travel well after Chatzos. Number three, we said nowadays people tend to prepare not just the exact amount, which is necessary per person, but they prepare extra. Thank God we have the means to prepare a little bit extra. Most people do that. So they have leftovers. So this person comes, they have food for him. So the concern of a lack of covered Shabbos, or any Shabbos, there won't be food, is much less of a concern. So we have three reasons why nowadays we can be more lenient. But the Chayyim says that even though this is all true, that a person should still make sure that they have time to arrive, give himself a cushion of time to arrive well before the end of the day because of the other concerns. So the Chayyim continues and he says, "Kikama mikshalim boyim al yedei ze." A person should give himself enough time to arrive, to prepare, etc. Because if you don't, many pitfalls exist. Shabbat l'shbiza, number one, person arrives close to Shabbos. So they say, oh my gosh, we need some extra food. And they start cooking for him. And they might end up, chas v'sholem, cooking on Shabbos. Mikol shkein, shekam epamim, yikol shol shisachar b'derech ad shechashecha mamish. Or if the person is stuck on the road until it's already dark, and he arrives. So we obviously nowadays we're talking about driving. The driving itself is Chilul Shabbos, but the person is in a wagon being put, a animal, a horse drawn, a donkey drawn wagon. He's not being Chilul Shabbos doing malachas, but when the person arrives, he's taking things from the wagon into the house, and there's issues of kamachil shabbos yesh, beitzah b'achnasa, taking things in and out from the house to the wagon, from the wagon to the house. V'yitzia mechus tchum, a person is traveling beyond the tchum, person's limit of how much you're allowed to travel on Shabbos, takes effect at the beginning of the when Shabbos starts, and from that point they have a limit how far they're allowed to travel. If they're using an animal, the animal's not allowed to work on Shabbos, the person is being mechal on Shabbos by having the animal continue to pull him. Nowadays, a person will be mechal on Shabbos by driving. A person should take this to heart. And he should not allow the Yetzirah to convince him. We have plenty of time, and the road seems to be fine, and we can keep going. A person should rather pause in their trip, and even if they figure that as long as they have minimal amount of food available, or they're going to be able to get food where they stay, that's a better idea than pushing on and coming in close to Shabbos. Obviously, nowadays the concern is of person figures they have plenty of time. You cannot control traffic, you cannot control the car breaking down. There are other concerns, so a person should take all of that into consideration and plan to arrive much earlier, much as early as possible before Shabbos. We will talk about the halachas. A person is traveling and they get stuck. What should they do? What are the halachas about that? We will talk about that basis of Hashem in the future. I just want to point out, in case a person is traveling the Tzarek Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says a person can also be lenient to travel well into the day. But again, this exhortation of the Chayotim to be careful was still applied. Have a good day.